Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is Mackenzie Urias, host of America Today, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Montea Wallace. He is 17 years old. He is biracial, Asian, African American, and he went missing 7:15 a.m. May 4th, 2011 from Los Angeles, California. Montea is 5'6 and 130 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, and his left ear is pierced. To see a picture of Montea, please click on the link Our Future is Missing on the Voice America homepage, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. If you know of Montea's whereabouts, please contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Their hotline is 1-800-THE-LOST or 1-800-843-5678. Thank you.
Places, everyone. Get ready for Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. This show will take you inside, on stage, and behind the productions in the world of theater. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. This is Curtain Call.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
You're listening to Voice America Kids.
So, this week, we're going to talk about the show that fills the hole in our heart.
Because Glee is sadly over for the season.
But it will be back in September.
Well, anyways, we're going to talk about The Glee Project.
Woo!
So this is a new show aired in the summertime, and the whole purpose of the show is to find a new contestant, well, a new character for Glee.
Mm-hmm. Which is really cool because I'm really excited. I love all the characters, but I think it's just going to make it that much better because of the new character.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And they started out, how many people did they start out with in the beginning? I think it was 12?
Yeah, I think it was 12.
12 people, okay. So the top, well, not the top 12, but the original 12 contestants in the show are
Alex Newell,
Cameron Mitchell,
Damian McGinty Jr.,
Hannah McClain,
Lindsay Pierce,
Marissa Von Bleeken,
Samuel Larson,
Mateus Fernandez,
McKinley Abraham,
Emily Vasquez,
Ellis Wheatley,
and Bryce Ross Johnson.
Uh-huh, and we're going to talk a little bit about those contestants later. But, mm-hmm. Haley, you watched a YouTube video on the top five things, the characters?
Oh, yeah. So this was from the director and producers of Glee. Mm-hmm. They said the top five characters they would most like to see out of these contestants. Five was a boyfriend for Mercedes. Four was, it was something about Mr. Schuster. It was like
a kid for Mr. Schuster.
Yeah, an earlier child for Mr. Schuster. And there was, I can't remember all of them, but there was also the top one, the most wanted character mm-hmm. that they want for Glee is a younger sibling for Brittany or Blaine,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really creepy.
Yeah.
Because one day I had a dream that I was Brittany's little sister and I was like in the Glee and mm-hmm. just so happened the next day I watched that video.
Yeah.
So.
And they also wanted a country bumpkin because they don't actually have any real country singers on mm-hmm. the show. So, yeah.
But yeah, we're really excited for the Glee Project. We really want Mateus to win because he is just amazing.
Yeah, Mateus is a midget, and he's really cool.
He's a really good singer. He's a really good actor. He has a great personality, and
he's an awesome dancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you think about it, when there's a character on a TV show, especially with Glee, you want somebody that has troubles or like troubles facing people, and they have some sort of problem about them, because it makes it more interesting. People can relate to them.
So every single person has something about them that's not like an everyday life type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's actual things that people have, but they're just like different. They all have really big characters and personalities mm-hmm. that you could relate to, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. So. Which is pretty much the whole purpose of Glee, is to show that they're talented and mm-hmm. they all have some sort of problem that they're facing. And
yeah, and I think it's for me, it's sort of about like being who you really are mm-hmm. and not mattering about like who thinks what of you. Mm-hmm. So
okay, mm-hmm. so we're going to talk about a few of the episodes that they've had. The very first episode was called Individuality.
And this was sort of like, they did the song Firework. Mm-hmm. Each show, they have a different music video that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on to their third show.
Mm-hmm. But right now, the first mm-hmm. video is Individuality. And what they did was they had a guest like star come on, and it was an actual character from Glee. And they had Darren Criss, which is Blaine.
Uh-huh. We like Blaine a lot. But then, so their whole entire thing was, like, showing themselves outside of a crowd. Like, they could be seen, and they make their own character that sort of fits their personality and, like, sticking with that character the whole entire show. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's sort of what that episode was about.
Mm-hmm. And actually, in the very beginning, they had a homework assignment, and they had to sing Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours by Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. And the winner of the homework assignment was Mateus, and he got to work, like, specially with Darren Criss and have his own little session.
Yeah, they do that every mm-hmm. week, too. They have a competition in the beginning, the homework assignment, and the winner gets to have one-on-one time with the special judge. Sorry, I'm getting tongue-twisted here. But then,
and then they also get to be, like, the main character in the music video.
Yeah, so that was really cool. And so I really like the judge, the special guest. I am so tongue-tied today. I'm sorry. But yeah. Okay, I'm just going to stop. To you, Haley.
The second episode was Theatricality.
Mm-hmm. And this was, like, really having to sell their character.
Mm-hmm. And the special judge was Idina Menzel.
Oh, my gosh. And everybody was so excited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't know this, in Glee, Idina Menzel is Rachel's mom, but, like, nobody knows about it. She's kind of, like, secretly Rachel's mom. And she is also Elphaba in Wicked on Broadway, to mm-hmm. let you guys know that, too. It's, like, the most amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
So their homework assignment was to sing
Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm. And the winner was
Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Newell.
Mm-hmm. And he is just, he has, like, a really big personality, too. Like, he is really, he doesn't care if people think about, like, think about him.
No, not at all.
He's just, like, really out there, and he's really awesome.
Yeah, he's, I really like him. He's one of my favorites, other than Mateus. Mateus.
Yes. She keeps trying to say Matthews, and I'm like, no, it's Mateus, guy. It's Mateus.
Because they didn't actually say his name when I saw him. And do you know how, like, when something comes up on the screen, it just says his name in the corner? I was like, Matthews, that's an odd name, but I like him anyway. So now I'm having to get used to Mateus.
Yeah. But all the characters are really amazing in this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're listening to Voice America Kids Network. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky. This is Curtain Call. That wasn't meant to be said together.
Well, anyways, so Theatricality. In this episode, they had to do for their song,
We're Not Gonna Take It.
Mm-hmm. And since Alex had won the contest, mm-hmm. he got this whole featured mm-hmm. part in the music video.
So it started out, and there was just, like, no really music at all. It was just, like, a little clip. Mm-hmm. And it was of Alex. He was walking along the around in the lunchroom. Mm-hmm. And then he like, walked by, and he bumped this jock on the shoulder, and he, like, was being all mean to him. And mm-hmm. so then that's when they broke out into the song, We're Not Gonna Take It. Mm-hmm. And all of the other contestants of the Glee Project were sort of sitting around the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so they all got, like, it kind of, like, poofed into this, like, magical dream sequence. And they all had this crazy makeup and, you know, Twisted Sister's all crazy. Mm-hmm. So they had all of this crazy makeup and crazy wardrobe. And
yeah, and they each had had a character that they were, like, rockers, and they were in a band and stuff, mm-hmm. and they each played, like, an instrument or did something,
mm-hmm.
so that was cool.
And Alex was the lead singer, and he had this, like, really big star on his face, like, on his eye.
Yeah,
and that was really, really cool. And he has just the best vocal range in the world. He can hit any note. It's just unbelievable.
Uh-huh. And then their costumes were really cool. They were all, like, really bright and sort of, like, shimmery.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had these really huge, like, high heels, and they were, like, sneakers type of things.
Mm-hmm.
But they had really big high heels, and they were really cool. Everybody loved them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was actually my favorite week so far. It was really energetic, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Oh, we forgot to say who got eliminated on the first.
We did. Totally sorry.
Okay, so the person who was eliminated in the first episode was
Bryce Ross Johnson.
Mm-hmm. So Bryce,
which I liked gone. Him. Yeah, I liked him a lot. Like, but here, go ahead.
He was okay. What they said? The directors and producers said his problem was his attitude. He was just kind of rude. Mm-hmm. Like when he was trying to work on the dances, whenever he would do the dance wrong, he'd go, "Oh no, I'm just doing it right. You guys are just not seeing me.
Yeah,
and you guys are just being stupid, and you can't see me doing the dance right." He had a really bad mean attitude.
In Firework, he was supposed to be like the heartbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was these two girls, And like one of them, which he was sitting with one of them, and then another girl came up, and the other girl was like, "Oh my gosh!" And then she walked away. But he said, he's like, "I don't know how this fits my character at all. This does not work at all for me. You have to find a new thing."
Yeah, he's like, "You have to find new girls for this because these girls aren't going to work for my scene." And he was just had a really bad attitude.
Yeah,
about the whole show, so which, he was eliminated.
That's not fun to have someone on in a cast that's like that, but. I think he would have been an okay character, but I really think that they should be more different and more like out of the crowd for like Glee. I don't know. It's just what I think. And then Ellis Wheatley was the one that got eliminated for theatricality.
And they said, you know, she was okay, but actually in the first episode, the individuality, she was also in the bottom three, and then she was in the bottom three again for theatricality. They're like, we're noticing some sort of pattern in this. I don't think she's going to be right because there's always some huge problem with her in every single time
and what that we try to do something. What they thought, like what she did since from the beginning, was that she really overplayed her character. Like they thought, since if you just talk to her, she seems like she looks like she's going to be a kid forever, but then she acts like a teenager. So they thought that was a really cool trait for her, but instead she just kept with the kid thing, and she was doing way big, like, facial expressions, and it just did not look right. Yeah. It's sort of,
and,
like,
in the very beginning, they all had some sort of special thing about them that they were going to keep for the whole entire run of the show. It was, Emily wanted to be a kid forever, right?
No, Ellis was.
Ellis.
Then Bryce wanted to be the heartbreaker.
Emily, this is Emily. She wanted to be the best swimsuit model she could be.
I
don't know.
And then McKinley wanted to be a country bumpkin.
Mateus, what did he
want? He wanted to be a fitness instructor, which I thought was really cool.
And then Samuel, I'm not quite sure. He wanted to be, he's a really weird guy. He wanted to be.
That says something. There's a lot of really weird guys.
Well, he wanted to be. Like, who he was without anybody telling him what to do. Like, I don't know. I don't remember what he said, but he wanted to be himself. He didn't want to be anybody else. He just wanted to be him. And that's, like, that was it.
Okay. And then Marissa, she's red hair. That's how I remember her. She's the only red hair
person.
And it's
really big, luscious, like,
yeah,
big
like,
hair.
Really, really pretty hair. I like her hair a lot.
And she wanted to be, like, a shampoo tester, commercial person.
Yeah, shampoo, yeah.
And then Lindsay wanted to be a person that makes world peace and fundraisers.
Yeah, and Hannah, she wanted to be, like, the clown. Class clown.
Damien, what did he want to do? I don't remember. He's Irish, by the way. He's very Irish.
Yeah. Like, and it's sort
really
of
strong accent,
but he does really good because he's not supposed to be talking with his Irish accent. So it's really cool that he like.
And then there's Cameron. He wants to be a nerd forever. And Alex was like being like fashion. He wanted to be a fashion designer.
He wanted to be All right. Well, let's take a break. I'm Sky
and I'm Haley. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iRadioBlog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and 7th Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be, Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody.
This is Curtain Call.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Skye.
And this is Voice America Kids.
So now we're gonna continue talking about the Glee Project, but first we want to make a little announcement. But if you guys want to email us, then that would be awesome, and you can send it to voiceamericakids@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you mention our names and the name of our show. Mm-hmm. You can say Haley, you can say Skye, you can even say my little brother Connor if you want him back on the show.
Uh-huh. Which and he will be coming back soon.
Soon, yes. Mm-hmm. But please email us, guys.
Also, if you guys want to send little messages to us, I'm going to tell you that Haley's birthday is on July 19th. Yeah. So you could send a little birthday message.
Yeah, I'm going to turn 13, so a couple weeks.
Woo!
Excited. Okay, so back to the Glee Project. We're now on the third episode, which is Vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. And so this, they sort of made a sign, and they wore it, and it said what they were most vulnerable about.
Mm-hmm. And the producers, they told them, don't just write, oh, you don't like your teeth or something. It has to be something really deep and even hurtful, something that is really deep and really something that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
Has to be, like, really, it has mm-hmm. to really be in your heart and really has to be that deep down in there, that mm-hmm. thing you don't want to tell anybody, but it's the true fact.
Uh-huh. And, so they did, the song that they did was Mad World.
For their uh-huh. music video.
Yeah, for their music video. And that was sort of like each of their signs. They had these people around them, or they had something to that interacted with their what their sign said.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, but before they had their homework assignment, and they sang Please Don't Leave Me by Pink. And the judge was Dot Jones, and she plays Coach Beast.
Uh-huh. So that was cool. And Mateus won again, so yes. I really think he has a chance of winning because he's won the first episode and the third.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited about because he's really awesome.
And so when they did the song, Dot told them, when you sing this song, I want you to make me cry. I really want to feel your emotions. And she says that some of them, like she said, Lindsay was the one that was pushing it too hard. She was making mm-hmm. this really weird face.
Yeah.
And she's like, that did not make me cry. That made me creeped out. And she's like, don't make that face ever again.
Because
mm-hmm. she was trying to make a sad face, but she was really pushing it too far.
Yeah. And it was like
kind of weird.
Yeah.
But Mateus, she really felt that there was something like that he was singing, that there was some sort of hurt behind it, and he mm-hmm. deserved to win again.
Yeah. And I think it's really funny because he's like, he wants to be a fitness instructor, and he's, like, the smallest person of everyone. And, mm-hmm. But it's so funny because he actually looks like he could be a fitness instructor.
He's, like, really strong, though.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, back to their music video. They did Mad World.
Mm-hmm.
And they all had to pick, like,
their signs. Most insecure about.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We'll just name a few. Hannah, she, on her sign, she just wrote fat. And I really don't think it's that true. I mean, she's a little mm-hmm. bit bigger than some of the other people, but, you know, that's yeah. what she thinks herself, and so she wrote it.
Mm-hmm. And the one that shocked me the most was Marissa's, the redhead. And so she started out with hers, and it was something that didn't really mean things. She wrote, like, misunderstood on hers, and, like, so nobody understands her. No, that was a different person, but it was something along the lines of misunderstood. Like, no one understands her. She's not, like, yeah, they don't get her. But then she felt really bad, and she started crying and everything. Because everybody, she saw everyone around her being, like, making
completely honest.
Yeah, completely honest, really big things that would change their lives of, like, letting it out. So she like, changed her sign, and she put anorexic on her sign. Which and I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it was really good of her. That was really good. And I bet if she would have kept it misunderstood, she would have been eliminated. But since she reached out and did that, that really saved her. And there was a lot. I don't remember all of them. I don't. What are some of the other ones? I know.
Well, Mateus wrote short.
Yeah, he wrote short.
Well, I think he wrote small, but yeah. No difference. And then... trying to think here. Damien wrote numb, like, because he had a relationship problem, and he doesn't feel like he could...
Commit to a relationship.
And be with any other girls, so... He had a scene where he was, like, on an elevator, and there was these really pretty girls going down, escalator, and going down the escalator, and they looked at him and waved at him, and he just sort of, like, hit his face, and I thought that he did really good on that. So, he's normally, like, Damien, he's sort of, like, you don't think he'd be an emotional person, but for this video, he was really emotional, which is why he didn't get eliminated, because I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and just all these people have so much courage to just put out their deepest, you know, their deepest problem and just, like, put it out there on a sign. And there wasn't other actors. They were actually on a real street with real random people they didn't even know just walking by. And it was just, you know, everybody can just walk around and see it. It was put on TV and...
And Cameron, he was the one that wrote misunderstood.
Yeah,
he's sort of like, he's sort of nerdy type looking, but he looks nerdy, but he acts really cool, like the coolest person there pretty much. And so he wrote misunderstood because nobody understands him. Like, he's sort of hard to understand.
What?
I don't know. He just is. It's not, his, like, his personality is different. I can't, like, understand
him. You can't comprehend Cameron.
Yes.
That's what you have to say.
Yes. Okay. So you're listening to Voice America Kids Network. This is Curtain Call. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley. So back to the Glee Project. On this third episode,
Vulnerability.
I can't say it. Now I'm getting tongue twisted. Thanks, Skye. You passed it to me.
Woo!
It's like a yawn.
I don't have it anymore.
Okay. Well, the one who was eliminated was?
It was Emily Vasquez. Vasquez.
Yes. And they said that although she was really deep and everything, they said she messed around too much between scenes. They said, well, you were all serious while they were recording. But then as soon as they stopped, you just started cracking up and giggling and pulling jokes. And they said...
Yeah, which I thought her sign was, like, really hard for her to admit. So I think that she, like... She did really good, because that would be what I would do if I had to write something that I was insecure about. I would try to, like... act happy and think of things that are happy to make myself, like, from not
I honestly don't know why she was eliminated. I actually liked her a lot.
Yeah, me too. I didn't like her in the first two episodes, but then in the last episode, I really liked her, and I did not think she was going to get eliminated at all. I was like, oh, she's doing so good. I like her now.
They said, like, if you're doing a serious scene, you should, like, stay serious and stay in character, but that's not always true, because if you're, like, watching bloopers for a movie, they always have those scenes where they kind of break, but, you know, it was... Not our choice to make her get eliminated, so...
Yeah.
But there's more people out there to win the show, and we still want Mateus to win.
Yes, we do. And I would be really sad if he got eliminated.
Yeah. And then the next episode, which airs July
10th,
is Danceability.
And that's... The name sort of says it. They're going to be dancing and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the guest judge will be Harry Shum Jr., which is Mike Chang, the big dancer in Glee.
Yeah, and then their music video they're going to do is You Can't Touch This.
It's so amazing.
And I really think that Hannah, she's going to win, because I watched a little clip on it on YouTube. You could just type in Can't Touch This Glee Project.
And it's just like a little, like, little clip, 20 seconds.
Yeah, but I'm like really amused with this video. I really like this video. I think even though it's 20 seconds, I think I've had to watch it like... 20 times at least, because I really like this video. It's really cool.
And so in the video, they're just, like, all dancing. And we're pretty sure that, yeah, Hannah gets the featured moment because she's, like, down there doing the worm. And she's, like, the main character. And it's really cool.
Yeah, and she's, like, the class clown. So you could totally, like, she looks like she'd be doing all that stuff, which is really cool.
Oh, and we should mention some of the little quotes.
Oh, yes, we should. Or, like, our favorite little quote. This happens to be said by Hannah.
This is a quote by Hannah, the class clown. The very first episode, this was before she even admitted that she was the class clown, they walked into the studio, the little lounge area. She walks up to a lamp, and then she goes...
And here, no, you do it better than me.
Okay, she says, "This lamp has holes in it, like cheese!" And she started freaking out, and she was really excited.
And she was like, "Oh my gosh, I've never been in a recording studio before. This is awesome."
And she's like, "I've just never seen a lamp that looks like cheese before. This is just a dream come true."
Yeah.
And she was all excited. And it was really funny.
Yeah, it made us laugh.
And Damien every once in a while says these really funny Irish words. Instead of like, "Are you joking?" he says, "Are you kidding myself?" And he always says these really weird Irish things. And it's really funny to just listen to all of the people that have their own little sense of humor. It's really funny to hear what they say. And I've seen a lot of, like, behind-the-scenes clips of them. They're just, like, joking around in the rooms and stuff. And they all get along really well.
And they all say, like, pretty much everyone says that this isn't really a competition. It's sort of like, well, except for Lindsay. She thinks it's a competition. But everybody else
is just, like, best friends now.
Yeah, and they're like, "I would feel so sad if I had to leave. And I would be sad if anybody else left, just as sad as I would be if I had to leave." So that's so cool that they're all, like, together. And, they had auditions, and there was way over 5,000 people, and they didn't actually have any acting or dancing that the thing was. I watched a video on it on YouTube, and they said all it was you just had to go in there and just do a song, sing a song, and they didn't care about your acting abilities at all or anything. That was just the audition, and so, yeah, then they figured out who was there by their singing. And then I bet they took, like, their top singers and then had them audition with probably dancing and...
Yeah, but out of the, what, like, 5,000, 10,000 people, these were the top 12, which is really amazing that with any movie or TV show, just, like, to know that you are in it is probably, like, it's a huge compliment to be cast out of a million people, you know? To just...
Yeah. And the judges are the writer of Glee and the creator of the Glee project, Ryan Murphy and Robert Ulrich.
And then the choreographer is also helping judge, and it's Zach Woodle or something that.
Yeah. So Zach Woodley. We can find it out next week. I'll write that down somewhere and say to find it out next week.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go, on iPhone,
hear all these amazing facts about the Glee Project and
BlackBerry App World or Android Market.
And you can, you know, send me a little bit.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't.
Okay, well, let's take a break. I'm Hayden, and I'm Sky. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America.
You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together, and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets, but sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody.
This is Curtain Call.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
This is Voice America Kids.
Okay, so now we are going to talk about the movie we recently saw, Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Yep.
So, I don't know what that was about, but okay.
Mr. Popper's Penguins. It was a really cute, really funny movie. Mm. And before we start getting into the movie, I just want to say, like, the cover, like, of the movie is really funny. It's a picture of Jim Carrey, the main character, and all the penguins biting his face. It's really mm-hmm. funny.
Yeah, I thought Jim Carrey did a really good job. He's the main character. Mm-hmm. But he, like, does all the same facial expressions in every movie, if anybody's noticed that. It sort of gets not annoying, but you, like, you know what facial expression he's going to do next. Like, I have a lot of weird facial expressions.
Yeah.
This is true. I'll admit it, but yeah, he has a lot of the same facial expressions too, and it sort of, I think he should change it up a little bit.
Yes, but Jim Carrey, he is playing Tom Popper,
mm-hmm.
which is the main character.
Yeah, and he's sort of like, he's got a really big job, and he's just sort of a really big person, and he owns this really nice house and stuff, and mm-hmm. a big, huge apartment, and he has like the top
mm-hmm.
House like ever.
And before this all happened, it was, like, showing him when he was a child and how his dad was always on missions in, like, Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always talking around the world.
I think he was just sailing the world.
Sailing the world. And so Tom Popper had his, like, dad on the little radio, and he never saw his dad. Like, he only saw his dad, like, once in his life because his dad was always out sailing.
Well, I think he left when he was, like, 3 or something. Mm-hmm. And then so his dad gave him this little radio signal thing. And he would call every night at a certain time. And then they had certain nicknames for each other. But mm-hmm. I sort of forget what they were.
It was, like, Tiny Popper or something like that. Yeah. It was, like, Young Popper. But anyways, there's something happened. There was this one night the dad never called, and he was just like waiting. Then finally the dad called, and he was like, oh, hey, well, I'm not gonna be able to make it to your birthday. And then Tom Popper kind of just like never wanted to talk to his dad again after that, and
mm-hmm.
never had a close relationship with him.
But and then every single place that he went and he stopped for, they gave him like he sent him a little souvenir,
and it was normally like a snow globe or something small.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, 30 years later, and he's all grown up now, and he's living in this nice, like, apartment thing. He's divorced from his wife, and his two kids are living with at the house uh-huh. with his wife.
Yeah, but they like to come and visit him every mm-hmm. once in a while.
Well, the son does, but the daughters...
Yeah.
It's the average teenager that always likes to text and doesn't like to go to their dad's
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
Or mom's house, whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, just kind of like a brat in the beginning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're not really those type of teenagers, by the way. We sort of, we don't really like all those type of things.
But, so anyways, how did it start out?
So then Mr. Popper, he was just, like, at work,
mm-hmm.
and he was doing all this working things and, like, really big jobs, and then he goes home. I don't know.
Working things, just jobs.
And so he goes home, and he finds this huge package at the door.
Mm-hmm. And it's this big crate that says, like, fragile on it. And he opens it, and it's all frozen. And he goes, oh, a plastic penguin. He sets it on his table and just...
He's like, thanks, Dad. And when he opens it, this card falls on the ground and goes on the bottom.
Like, underneath, like, the shelf, and he doesn't see it.
Uh-huh. Well, we definitely don't want to give away the whole entire purpose of the movie. We're going to talk about it, but we don't want to give it away.
We don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah, in case you want to see it. We're going to say it's set up and then, like, some favorite parts. And.
But anyways, so, of course, the plastic penguin is actually a real penguin. Comes to life.
Yeah, and then this all these things happen. Like, he causes a bunch of... He breaks a bunch of stuff, and he turns on the sink.
And, he turns on the bathtub, actually.
Sorry.
And so Tom Popper, he leaves to go to his job, and the penguin's sitting in the bathtub. And then he figures out how to turn it on. He turns it on, and it's been flowing and flowing and flowing for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And finally he comes home, and he opens the door, and a huge gush of water comes out the bathroom.
Yeah, and it's one of those doors that are, like, they look like glazed donuts. They're glazed. I don't know. That's what I call them, because you can't see through them, but you can if you look really close, like glazed donuts. And it's just, like, the glazed stuff. So then, so you could, like, see through it, and it's all full of water, but you can't tell at all. But then, so then the only way that you could tell that it's full of water is that the penguin swims by the door. But otherwise, you wouldn't be able to tell, and it's like, yeah. So he opens it, and he gets pushed off the side of the
staircase.
Yeah, the staircase.
Mm-hmm. And then later on, he gets another package. He opens it.
Yeah, well, let's tell how he got the package.
So
he was talking to this guy, and he seemed like he might have spoken, like, a different language. I'm not sure what. Mm-hmm. But he was like, he wanted to get more penguins, like... Okay, so it's set up, and it was really, really weird. I didn't follow it perfectly, but I could try to say it. I don't know if it'll make sense. But, so he, like, called this guy, and he was like, I need you to take back this penguin. And he goes, wait, more penguins? More penguins? And then he starts screaming, like, more penguins into the phone. So, he thought that they were going to take it back so they can get more penguins, but then he got more penguins.
Yeah, so another package that had, how many, like, 6 more penguins in it or something?
Yeah.
Came, and we're going to show you the list of the penguins, and they are really, really cute.
Yeah, and they all have different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
But first, you're listening to Voice America Kids Network. This is Curtain Call. I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. So anyways, the penguins' names, they're very cute.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Captain.
And then Nimrod.
Then Stinky.
Lovey.
Loudy.
And Bitey.
And the reason he named these penguins these names is because... He had all these penguins in the house, and then his kids came over, and they saw the penguins, and he's like, oh, no, now my kids are going to want to keep these penguins.
Yeah, and so, and he wasn't going to name them until his kids came, because his kids, it just happened to be his son's birthday, and he got him a little tiny present, but he came over, and he thought that all the penguins were for him.
Mm-hmm. So the son goes, oh, what's their names? And then he goes, oh, and then one comes up,
He's like the first one that they got.
Yeah, the first one that they got. So they named him Captain because he was like the captain of the crew. He seemed like he leaded everyone.
Yeah, and then Nimrod walked by and he fell on his face, so they named him Nimrod.
And then Stinky came up and he
poofed.
He smells bad.
Yep.
So they named him Stinky just right off the bat. Uh-huh. Lovey then, came up and he started hugging the mom. So
and he has Lovey. A little heart birthmark on him.
Mm-hmm. Loudy came and honked, like, this really loud penguin squeak.
Yeah, and Bitey came up and bit the Mr. Popper.
Mm-hmm. So, and he kind of just made up those names on the spot, like, right as they came up and did something to him. So, they're not the most clever names, I would say, but they're cute.
And at the end, it turns into a really sweet movie. You're going to have to see it to see the end. Like, maybe, who knows, maybe he gives the penguins away. Maybe he keeps them.
Maybe he, goes places for the penguins, and maybe eggs are hatched. You know, you just never know until you see the movie.
No. Or maybe the penguins transform into monsters.
You know.
You never know what happens. You have to go see it for yourselves.
Yes. And, we should mention this part. Captain is the penguin that always wanted to fly once he saw this little, like, TV show of an eagle.
Yeah. And they put all the penguins in front of the TV, and they just sat there for the whole entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, they are watching, Captain's watching this eagle flying, and he wants to fly. And there's a scene where at the zoo, and he runs into the zoo gift shop, and he finds kite that has a toucan on it.
Yeah,
and
so maybe when he tries, obviously he's going to try to fly with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows, maybe it doesn't work, maybe he bumps into a tree. maybe he gets stuck in a truck when he like flies onto the top.
Maybe he lands into the sunroof of a limo. You know, you never know.
Yeah, maybe he turns into like a star. Maybe he becomes one of the chipmunks. Nobody knows,
but it's a very good movie, and we both think it was so adorable, and we've actually read the book in fourth grade.
We did?
Yeah, I think Miss Carmen's class, fourth grade.
Kidoke. Oh, that's what I say. Sorry. I say okie dokie, but instead of saying the whole thing, I just say kidoke.
But we read that book, and it was a lot different, though. It was placed in, like, the 1800s, or really early 1900s, and they're in a really poor house. And the penguin gets delivered, and they try to do these renovations to the house by putting them in the fridge and getting all these things done. And then what eventually ends up happening is that Mr. Popper takes the penguins, and like they become big famous like penguin tap dancers at the end of the book. So yeah, that's what happens at the end, and they're famous penguins. But the movie is a very different
sequence. It's sort of like a new version.
Modern. But
it's really cute. Yeah. And there's a lot of really cool movies coming up and stuff that we're going to be talking about. Like Ramona and Beezus, we're really excited to see that one.
That already happened a long time ago.
Ramona and Beezus. Oh, no. What is that?
Monte Carlo.
Sorry. Selena Gomez is in both of them. I got confused. But, we're going to be seeing that one and talking about that one next week.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter.
So let's take a break. I'm Sky, and I'm Haley. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to the Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood, your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take Two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to the show.
Hey, everybody.
This is Curtain Call
on Voice America Kids.
I'm Sky.
And I'm Haley. So now we are going to talk about the play, The Producers.
Mm-hmm. Which just aired at our theater, Fountain Hills Community Theater.
Fountain Hills Theater.
Oh, yes. They changed the name.
So if you guys are wondering, the website is no longer fhct.org. We've told you that in the past, but they recently changed it. Now, if you would like to go to the website, it's fountainhillstheater.org, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. .org. Yeah.
So that's the new name of the theater. They took out community, so. Mm. But anyways, they did Producers based off of the movie, which is produced by Mel Brooks.
Uh-huh. And this is one of the most popular shows ever.
And it's amazing, though.
Yeah, it's really hilarious. Good.
It's more of an adult-themed show, mm-hmm. but it's really good. And my mom's in it, so she let us see it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and her mom was a nun.
In the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was the main old lady, Hold Me, Touch Me, in the beginning scene. And she had to be, like, this funny old lady, and she has a really funny, like, really funny wig.
Yeah, she was also the pianist.
In the audition scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was a stormtrooper.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was an old lady again.
Yep.
But
yeah, she was super funny. And then she also did, there was like, we'll get to it later, you're probably really confused, but she controlled the Hitler pigeon.
We'll tell you about that later.
Talk about it later.
But anyways, this is a very interesting fact about this show at the Fountain Hills Theater. When they did The Producers, I counted this, so it might be wrong because I don't know. I'm not very good at math. But there's 132 characters and only 27 people in the cast.
Wow.
So I just kind of counted all the people on this list, but that's how many characters and cast members there are. So every cast member has at least 5 characters,
mm-hmm.
if not more.
Yeah,
some of them have like 10.
And if you guys want to get in touch with the theater and find out the list of shows or do whatever, just call them about, I don't know, anything. Just call 480-837-9661, and the extension is 3.
Mm-hmm. So now we'll talk about the plot of The Producers a little bit. It started out that the main character is Max Bialystock, and he is played by Scott Hyder, I believe. And he is this big Broadway legend, and lately he's been producing a lot of flops. He made this one called Funny Boy, and uh-huh. it was like a musical of Hamlet, and everybody hated it.
Uh-huh.
And he just, like, lately has been doing these really yeah. bad shows.
And
nobody likes them.
They make really weird shows. Like, all of his posters in his office say really weird names. Like, mm-hmm. there was like, one
that
spoofs
was, like, of
yeah, like, the Kidney Stone was one of them. And mm-hmm. it's just, like, really weird names that you know are, like, won't
And there's,
work.
Like, $100 legs and, like, all this weird stuff. They're just, like, spoofs of regular Broadway yeah. shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so he starts out, it was opening night, and everybody comes out, and they're all like, oh, we can't believe it. We don't know how he achieved this play, and they're singing this song. And then at the end, they go, they say how terrible it was. And at first, they started out, you think that they were talking about it was like, good, but they're like, uh-huh. how do you achieve it? Well, how do you yeah. achieve making it so terrible is what they meant, because yeah. it was terrible.
And they start out with, like, this totally, like, really cool opening song, and it was called Opening Night. And then right mm-hmm. after, the people started coming out of the theater, which was really cool. They actually had a really good set for this one.
Mm-hmm.
But when they started coming out of the theater, then somebody just, like, automatically came out and switched the sign that said opening to closing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was that bad that it closed in a day.
Mm-hmm. And then the next day, Max is like, you don't know this, but it's inside of his office. And there's just a big newspaper laying on the couch. And then somebody knocks on the door, and he keeps knocking, and then finally he just opens the door. And it's Leo Bloom, which is played by Michael Stewart.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about him before. He's been in a lot of shows that we've seen.
Yeah, he's an accountant.
In the play, Leo Bloom, the accountant, is mm-hmm. what he's referred to as.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes into Max's office to do his books and everything. And all of a sudden, the newspaper, like, rips up, and it makes this really huge loud noise. And the first time I saw it, I was in the front row, and I just freaked out.
Yeah.
And so the newspaper comes off, and Leo starts accounting and doing his business and stuff, but then he gets all hysterical. I don't remember what the whole thing, like how he started being hysterical. It was, he just got crazy, and then he pulled this blanket out of his pocket, his blue blanket, and starts rubbing it against his face and making this weird noise.
And a weird, weird face.
And he's just like really freaking out.
Yeah.
And then later on, he splashes like water on his face, actually real water on stage, splashes water in his face, and he's like soaking wet. And Michael is just in the real movie. I don't remember who plays Leo Bloom, but Michael has way better facial expressions, I think. Like, he's a lot funnier.
Yes.
Than the real movie.
Michael's an amazing actor. He's really good.
But anyways, so they're in the office, and then they kind of get over all of the hysterical things, and Leo starts doing his accounting again.
Well, you're listening to Voice America Kids Network.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
This is Curtain Call. So anyways, Leo's doing the books, and he kind of murmurs to himself, oh, you can make more money with a flop than a hit. And then Max just like lifts up from the bed and he goes, and he's like, what? Keep talking. And he's like, I just said a minor accounting theory.
And yeah. And but yeah, and then he goes, he finishes his job there and he goes back to work, and it's like really super boring.
Actually, first, Max offers him the chance to be a producer with them, and Leo turns it down because he says he's a chicken.
Yeah.
So but then he goes back to his work. Yeah.
And then it's just like this really boring thing, and there's like everybody's dressed in the same way. They're just in a little line, and they have like little notebooks that they're like checking on. And what is the song that
they do? They sing like unhappy. And then they're like, and they're very, very sad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're sort of a depressing song. Not very fun. And then so the boss comes in, and he sees that
Leo was late.
Yeah, Leo was
six
late
6 whole minutes.
So then he starts yelling at him, and so this is when is then Leo Bloom, what happens,
he goes into like a dream sequence, and he's that he became a producer, and all these girls come out, they're like Broadway girls, and they come out and they're all like dancing, and actually one of our friends, Natalie Kilker, she's one of the Broadway girls in that.
Yeah, and Natalie's so nice. I love Natalie so much. Yeah.
Yep. And so they're all dancing, and then finally when the dream sequence is over, he goes, I had the chance to become a producer, and he turned it down. So he quit his job and went back to Max.
So then they were looking through scripts, and they could not find anything, and then finally they were almost done. They found one more.
And it was a big red binder that had a swastika on it.
And they opened it, and it's called Springtime for Hitler.
And they're like, oh my gosh, this isn't going to last a week. And they go, a week? It's going to close on page 4.
Yeah. And this is, it's like so insulting to everyone. Like, it's saying how amazing Hitler was and like all types of things like about Hitler.
And it, like, it's so just good. Like really insulting and terrible. And they're purposely trying to find a terrible play because what they're going to do is put on they're going to ask the little old ladies for $2 million and then put on a play only that cost $100,000 and keep the rest of the money. That's their plan, to steal the money, the extra money, and go off to Rio and have a vacation.
So, but that was, overall, I really like this show a lot. But then, so after that, then they kept thinking, looking for bad actors and bad directors, but first and they had to go.
They had to find the writer of the play. And they found Franz Liebkin, which was played by Matt MacDonald.
Yeah, and then he came up, they both came up to him, and they were like, excuse me, are you Franz Liebkin? And then he's like, I don't know anything,
I was never a part of the Nazi party. And he has these birds, he starts doing a song called the Guten Tag Hop Klop, and like at the very end, like the birds are like dancing and stuff.
And my mom's, is where the Hitler bird comes in.
My mom's
in.
Playing the Hitler bird in little puppet. And the next they have to find the directors.
Wait. But then, so the they make him do all this type of these type of things, and they make him do this little dance thing, and it's Guten Tag Hop Klop, Guten Tag Hop Klop Hop Klop, and they have to make this big huge vow to Hitler and stuff, and they were all like really unsure about it.
They
everything.
Were like really scared. They're like, we don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And so they had to put on like the swastika on their arm, and then they went to go find the directors, and so. It's, they're in this house, and there's the assistant director, like, well, not, like, yeah, he's the helper, I guess, the assistant to the director. And he opens the door, he waddles over because he has this like funny little waddle walk, and he goes, "Yes," and he holds it for like 40 seconds.
Yep, at least. But I was like shocked at how long he could do that. I know. It was crazy.
And the assistant's guy's name is Carmen Gia, and it's played by Patrick Russo. He's really amazing. He's so funny.
Yeah.
And anyways, he goes, "May I take your hat, coat, and your swastikas?" And he does this really funny thing, and he takes them. He goes, "Oh, it was just a little joke. I hope you enjoyed our joke." And
yeah, and he goes, "Yes." Wait, no, was that part?
It was earlier.
Yeah.
And then the main director comes out, which is Roger Debris, played by Terry Gadare. Mm-hmm. And so Roger comes out. He's wearing this big dress. He's wearing a dress. Yeah.
Yes, he is wearing a dress.
And he comes out and he goes, "Well, I'm going to the photographer's ball. And I was supposed to look like this like weird character from Star Trek. Mm-hmm. But I think I look like the Chrysler Building." And he put this hat on.
Yeah.
This crown on. It was weird. And then it was like really funny. And all these like people came out. And then the directors ended up like taking the show and saying, "Yes, I will direct this show."
Mm-hmm. And next, they had big auditions and everything.
They had this girl named Ula came in, and she was going to audition when it wasn't supposed to be the audition day. And they automatically cast her because they like her. And then they say you can also be the receptionist slash what's this receptionist?
I don't know.
Slash secretary. And she goes okie slash dokie, and then because she's from Sweden. But she's, like, really funny, and so they're trying to cast it, and everybody there is, like, really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys goes, "Jacques Lepidus," and then the other guy whispers into his ear, and he's like, "Oh, Jack Lepidus." And it's just, like, really funny. And they just have a really great time, and they end up doing this play called Springtime for Hitler, like we said. And it was supposed to be terrible, but everyone ended up loving it.
So then they didn't have hit. They didn't have enough money, so they got
Leo ended up hiding, and Max got arrested. He was in jail, and then Leo got married to Ula and brought her to Rio, and then later on, finally, Leo came to bail out Max, and they were in jail together. They actually had to be in jail, and then finally they came up with a new Broadway play called Prisoners of Love, and this was a real play, not a flop, and they became famous, and they were huge Broadway producers. Happy ending, and. Yeah, Seasons of Love was also a really cool number.
Uh-huh.
Cool dancing and prison outfits.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I'm Skye.
And I'm Haley.
You've been listening to Curtain Call
on Voice America Kids.
And scene. Thanks for tuning in to Curtain Call. Please join your hosts for another show next week on the Voice America Kids channel. Until then, break a leg.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.